理课堂听 class.com。
本学校英语专业四级考试指南修订版，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版，第五和。
Test for English majors. Grade 4. Sample 9.
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase,with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now, listen to the passage.
Railways in Britain. The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities,led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times. Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometers of track were built, and over 100 railway companies were created. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day, which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs, building carriages, running the railways,and repairing the tracks. Railways even changed the time. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished, and clocks showed the same time all over the country.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities,led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times.Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometers of track were built.Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometers of track were built. and over 100 railway companies were created. And over 100 railway companies were created. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day. Which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs. Railways also provided thousands of new jobs. Building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. railways even changed the time. Railways even changed the time. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished. And clocks showed the same time all over the country. And clocks showed the same time all over the country.
The last reading.
The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities, led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times. Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometers of track were built, and over 100 railway companies were created. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day, which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs, building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Railways even changed the time. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished, and clocks showed the same time all over the country.
Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work. This is the end of the dictation.
Part 2, Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A. Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation.
Hi, Jane. Say, are you okay? You're looking a bit tired.
Oh, I am. It's my neighbors.
Oh, so they're acting up again, huh?
Unfortunately, yes, they are.
Loud music?
Not exactly. You've been to my apartment, right?
Yeah, I've been there once. It's a nice place.
Well, thank you. So, you remember I live on the top floor. Well, last night, around 11, my neighbors decided to go up on the roof of my apartment building.
The roof? Really?
Yeah. They had this guy in from out of town, and they wanted to show him the view. Can you believe it? I was soundly asleep, and all of a sudden I heard stomp, stomp, stomp. They were walking around on the roof. It sounded like my ceiling was going to fall in.
So what did you do?
Well, after about 10 minutes, I got dressed and went up there to tell them to be quiet. I was so mad. Then, of course, after that, I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh, don't you hate when that happens? You can't fall asleep, and then before you know it, it's morning and the alarm clock is going off.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. This food is terrible. I can't even finish my dinner.
I know. You think with all the money we paid for room and board, the university could hire a better food service. Where are you headed next?
I'm going over to the Student Recreation Center to play some bridge.
You're spending your time on a card game?
Not just any card game. It's one of the most strategic there is.
So I've heard. Don't you play with a partner?
Yeah, four people play, two against the other two.
So you try to play in cooperation with your partner?
Actually, the cards of one of the four players are turned face up. That player is called the dummy.
I wouldn't want to be called that. When you are the dummy, what do you do while the cards are being played?
Anything you want. Sit there and study, shuffle another deck, get snacks for everyone. I like to stand behind my partner and watch.
You know, I've heard that bridge is habit-forming. You should be careful not to play so much that you don't get your studying done.
Don't worry about me. I only play Thursdays after dinner, and sometimes when they need a fourth player. If you like, I could teach you.
Thanks, but I have a pretty heavy workload this semester. I already spend my evenings doing things I don't really know how to do yet.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Can I help you, sir?
Yes. I bought this radio cassette player here a couple of weeks ago. Here's the receipt.
That's fine. What seems to be the problem?
Well, it's been nothing but trouble since I bought it.
Okay. Just let me take a note of this. Radio cassette player.
The first thing is, one of the speakers doesn't work properly. The sound is completely distorted with the radio or a tape.
Which one is it?
The right-hand one. Another problem is the left cassette player. It chews up tapes. It's completely ruined two of my favorite cassettes.
Oh dear, the speaker and the cassette player.
One of the cassettes was brand new. Oh, and the rewind switch doesn't work. Actually, it never did.
Okay, so there is the right-hand speaker, the cassette player, and the rewind switch. Is that it?
No, I'm afraid not. The aerial doesn't work properly. It's stuck.
I see what you mean. The handle is broken, too.
Yes, I'd forgotten about that. It's not very good, is it?
No, but it's under guarantee, and we can repair it. Just give me your name and phone number. We'll give you a ring when it's ready.
Section B. Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
Today, air travel is far safer than driving a car on a busy motorway, but there is the danger that grows every year. From the moment the airplane takes off to the moment it lands, every moment is watched on radar screens. Air traffic controllers tell the pilot exactly when to turn, when to climb, and when to come down. The air traffic controllers around the busy airport may handle 1,000 planes a day. Any plane that flies near the airport comes under the orders of the controllers there. Even a small mistake on their part could cause a disaster. Recently, such a disaster almost happened. Two large jets were flying towards the airport. One was carrying 69 passengers and had come from Toronto. The other was carrying 176 passengers from Chicago. An air traffic controller noticed on his radar screen that the two planes were too close to each other. He ordered one to turn to the right to climb, but he made a mistake. He ordered the wrong plane to do this. So instead of turning away from the second plane, the first plane turned towards it. 15 seconds later, it flew directly in front of the second plane. They avoided each other by the smallest part of a second. The distance between them was less than that of a large swimming pool. This is an example of the danger that grows every year.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage. If the Earth gets hotter in the new century, what will happen to animals and the plants which animals depend on for survival? The question offers another way of looking at the greenhouse effect. People have talked about the general problem of global warming for some time, but they were usually worried about things like whether to buy a home on the coast. Biologists and other scientists turned their attention to plants and animals at an important meeting that took place last October. They reviewed evidence that plants and animals are sensitive to climate. Since the Ice Age ended 10,000 years ago and warmer temperatures returned to the northern latitudes, many species have migrated north. If the predictions about the greenhouse effect are correct, temperatures will rise by the same amount in the next 100 years as they did in the past 10,000. Will animals and plants be able to adapt that quickly to changing the environment? Many won't. Certain species will probably become very rare. Experts say plants under climate stress will be very open to disease and fire. Forest fires may become more common. That, in turn, may harm animals that depend on the trees for food or for shelter. Any preserves we set up to protect endangered species may become useless, as the species are forced to migrate along with their natural homes. Change is a part of life, but rapid change, says scientist George Woodwell, is the enemy of life. Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
Milrickman and other research groups have done some research into the difference between average and good negotiators. They found negotiators with the good trait record and studied them in action. They compared them with another group of average negotiators and found that there was no difference in the time that the two groups spent on planning their strategy. However, there were some significant differences on other points. The average negotiators thought in terms of the present, but the good negotiators took a long-time review. They made lots of suggestions and considered twice the number of the alternatives. The average negotiators set their objectives as single points. We hope to get $2, for example. The good negotiators set their objective in terms of range, which they might formulate as, we hope to get $2, but if we get $1.50, it will be all right. The average negotiators tried to persuade by giving lots of reasons. They use a lot of different arguments. The good negotiators didn't give many reasons. They just repeated the same ones. They also did more summarizing and reviewing, checking they were understood correctly. Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
Heavy rains and overflowing rivers have caused extensive flooding in some parts of the U.S. Midwest and in eastern regions of the U.S. as well. Melting snow and new snowfall in the Midwest states of Iowa, Michigan, and Indiana have driven rivers over their banks, and have cut off electricity to thousands of customers. In the eastern states of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and West Virginia, flooding has damaged homes and forced evacuations in several counties.
Question 23 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news. Official Iranian news agency, quoting a senior foreign ministry official, has said preparations were being made for the foreign minister, Dr. Ali Abar Veliati, to visit Iraq. No specific date was given. The news was carried the day after a preparatory team led by his senior advisor Ali Qorum ended a 4-day visit to the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. In an interview carried on Tehran Radio, Ali Qorum said an Iraqi delegation would be traveling to Tehran shortly to follow up on the talks. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
The U.S. Senate has passed a landmark bill aimed at ending the country's huge budget deficits within the next 7 years. It would cut government spending by more than $9 trillion. Health, education, and hundreds of other programs will be hit. The bill was passed last week by the House of Representatives, and congressional leaders now have to work out a compromise. A BBC Washington correspondent says the stage is now set for a confrontation with the White House. President Clinton has threatened to veto the Republican plans.
Question 26 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news. France has carried out the first of a planned series of nuclear tests in the South Pacific despite strong international opposition. The French Defense Ministry said the device exploded at an underground site beneath Mururoa Atoll yielded less than 20 kilotons. Australian scientists described it as fairly small compared with previous tests. There's been swift reaction from several countries. New Zealand and Chile have recalled their ambassadors to Paris in protest. Australia condemned the test, and the U.S. expressed its regret. Before the nuclear device was exploded, the French President Jacques Chirac said his country might carry out fewer than the 8 tests originally planned. Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
Indian police have found a large cache of plastic explosives in Bombay, the type used in last month's serial bombings that killed more than 300 people. Police say they seized nearly 2,000 kilograms of explosives from a marshy region north of Bombay. About 1,300 kilograms of similar explosives were discovered in the area last week. Police also arrested 14 more people in connection with the bombings.
Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. Israel and the PLO, after 6 days of intensive negotiations, meet again later today for what they say they hope will be the final initiating of an agreement on extending Palestinian self-rule in the West Bank. The two sides had been optimistic about reaching agreement yesterday, but last-minute hitches arose over the timetable for releasing thousands of prisoners and arrangements for the redeployment of Israeli troops. The BBC Jerusalem correspondent says it appears the two sides have made progress on one of the most difficult issues of all, the future of Hebron, the only town in the West Bank where there is a community of Jewish settlers. This is the end of listening comprehension. Now please proceed to the next part.